This is Rhema for today.
Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Now right here is love's thermometer. Here is the love gauge. It's easy to find out whether or not you're walking in love, or let's put it this way, whether or not you're walking in the Spirit.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, now we never have spoken against you. I said, I know you have, but you didn't know anything to speak against me about. But I said, dear brother, did you ever stop to think that when you visited some of the members and said, well, you're out of the will of God, I ought to still be all there, and you created strife and division? You might as well begin speaking against me. Now, I never have gotten into your tithes. I said, well, now I begin to name certain families. I said, they never put a dime into church since I'd been there, and I'd been there several months, 6 months or more. Well, now, he said, they did give me the money, all right, but they didn't tell me the tithes. I said, well, that's all right. If they wasn't going to put it in the church, I'd rather you'd have it anyway. I'd rather be in the work of God somewhere. So don't bother about it. Don't sweat about it. I said, before you leave, because they had this house sold when it was finished, this new house, you and your wife both come back up there and preach. Oh, no, they don't like us up there. I said, I know better. People voted against you like you. They told me they did. Come on back up there and preach. Both of you. So they came back. One of them preached the morning, one of them preached the night. We had a glorious service and left in love. And you know that's best. I said, that's best. Praise God. The people like them. I remember when he preached on the night service, he got up and said, folks, I want to tell you something, I want to admit I'm wrong. It takes a big man to do that, you know. He said, some of you folks know I said it publicly, but then I'm sorry to say I visited some of you that I thought was on my side, and I kept telling you, God can't bless this church because, you know, really I ought to be up there. You miss God, you're out of the will of God. Brother Hagin's out of the will of God. I didn't exactly say it, but inferred it by being up there because I ought to be there. But he said I was wrong. God loves his sheep, loves his people, and he sent you somebody to shepherd you. And as I look back over the crowd, the building's full. Never was full when I was here. We never did fill it up, but the building's full. I want you to know I rejoice that the building's full. And you're reaching people, and God's blessing you, and I'm for you, and God bless you. And everybody got blessed, and everybody got to crying. And we just had a lovely love feast. I believe love, just like he said here, never fails. I said love never fails. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The Amplified Translation went on to say, love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account. Now listen to that. It takes no account of the evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, I know sometimes we'd rather hear something else, hadn't we? You out there? Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Now right here is love's thermometer. Here's the love gauge. It's easy to find out whether or not you're walking in love, or let's put it this way, whether or not you're walking in the Spirit. It's easy to find out. When you take account of the evil done to you, you're not walking in love. As long as you walk in God or in the Spirit or in love and stay full of the Spirit, you won't take account of evil done to you. I know through the years in my own ministry, I've had things to happen to me, a lot of them just like I mentioned. I've had ministers to tell me, fellow neighboring pastors even, and relatives to tell me. I wouldn't take that if I was you. I wouldn't put up with that. I even had neighboring pastors sometimes tell me that I must have a weakness in my character because I wouldn't fight people that fought me. Say anything bad about them. Pray for them. Get a chance, do something good for them. That's what the Bible said to do. Do good unto them that despitefully use you. Amen. And if these were full gospel pastors, suggested you must have a weakness in your character. No, it was strength that I had. Because love never fails. Hallelujah. Many have failed and even died prematurely because they lived so in the natural that they couldn't take advantage of the privileges and blessings that rightfully belonged to them as being a child of God. They were always fussing and fighting. And that has an effect upon you, not only spiritually, that has an effect upon you physically. You know, we're reluctant to say something, but I remember the days of the Voice of Healing. One of the very ones that was the foremost healing evangelist. The Spirit of God said to me, you go tell him, call his name. I noticed one thing about it, with me particularly, and that's going to be one of my next thoughts. You have to trace how God deals with you. He'll deal with one person different than with somebody else sometime. But a lot of times the Lord will say to me, you go tell such one, he'll call their full name. You know, it's sort of like, you know, kids sometimes, you know, mothers, you know, I know a lot of times Aretha, she'd be calling, you know, one of the kids or both of them, you know, it's time to eat and they're playing or something, you know, little old kids, you know. And she'd say, son, come on now, daughter, come on, you know, or just call them, you know, Pat, come on. Never paid attention to her. Finally said, Patsy Giley, eat Hagen. Boy, she jumped when she said that. Amen. Easy to miss God. I mean, well, meaning folks can. I've done it. It's reading I know. Amen. You go tell so-and-so. So, he said, you go tell so-and-so, call his full name, that he's not going to live much longer. The man wasn't but 35 years old at that time. He's not going to live much longer unless he judges himself. You know, Christians need to read the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. We're talking about love, aren't we? They need to read the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. This ought to be taught in churches. It ought to be taught when we take the Lord's Supper. Paul there, among other things, said, if we'll judge ourselves, we'll not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we'll not be condemned with the world. And he said that in connection, for this cause, there are many sickly among you, and many weak, and many sleep. They died prematurely. So you go tell so-and-so he's not going to live much longer unless he judges himself on three things. But the very first one was this, that unless he judges himself on love. Well, why could you judge yourself on love? Whether or not you're walking in love, and he said particularly towards his fellow minister. Because you see, if anybody happened to oppose him, man, he'd just call their name publicly, just get after them, as we say here in Oklahoma, tooth and toenail. You know? Well, I'm sorry to say he didn't judge himself on love or any of the others either, and in 3 years' time, he's dead. Well, now that wasn't God's best for him. I know we were having a Voice of Healing convention in 56. See, that's 53 when the Lord said to him, go tell him. In 56, November 1956, Thanksgiving time, we were in Los Angeles in Andes Temple with our annual Voice of Healing convention. And the word came that this dear minister was stricken at the point of death. And so Brother Lindsay asked all the ministers to come up to pray. Well, see, 3 years had transpired. I started down the aisle to go up there on the platform, join hands with all these Voice of Healing ministers. We had many of them. And pray for our dear brother. And the Spirit of God said to me, don't go up there. Don't pray. So I stopped about the end of the pews, you know, and said, why, Lord? You know, he's only 38 years. I'd forgotten temporarily about 3 years before. He's only 38 years of age. He said he's going to die. Well, I said, why, Lord? I mean, he's only 38. You promised us at least 70, 80, or till you get satisfied. If you're not satisfied with 80, well, go on till 90. If you're not satisfied with 90, go on to 100. If you're not satisfied with 100, he said, with a long life, well, I'm satisfied, you see. So if you get satisfied, well, okay. But now, I said, that's not long life. And he said, well, he wouldn't judge himself. And that's the only thing he mentioned this time. And walk in love towards his fellow brother or minister. So I judged him, turned him over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now that's all in there. You put together the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians and the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you'll see it in there. And so I just turned around and walked back up the aisle, let them pray. And, you know, there's no use getting into discussion. At that time, just walked away. My wife come meeting me. She said to me, said, "What did the Lord say to you?" She's in another part of the auditorium. I said, "How do you know he said anything?" See, I'd gotten the back of it, front of it or back of it, whichever way. And she said, "Well, you just stop dead still and turn as white as a sheet. I know the Lord said." And I said, "He said, well, don't pray, he's going to die." And sure enough, he did. Well, now that wasn't God's best, friends. And it didn't have to happen to him. And he's responsible for it happening to him. And then somebody that doesn't know the Bible said, "Now see, that healing bending don't work. Here's a fellow in the healing bending, died 38 years of age. So that proves healing's not for everybody." Dear Lord, I'd just soon hear a donkey bray at midnight in a tin barn. That poor old donkey don't know anything else. You'd think anybody that could read would know better than that. Yeah, healing belonged to him. But you got to realize that many of the provisions of God, including healing, are conditional.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
Special call to arms offer.
Yeah.
And it includes my book, and it just came out in July. Just came out, Joseph. Connect, staying connected so you can win. And then, Craig, talk about the other part of the offer.
I have a USB drive with 10 different messages on the subject of faith, and of course, some. Faith is probably one of the subjects I preach more than anything else. So there's 10 messages there on the subject of faith on a USB jump drive. And so you'll get both of those for a gift of $30 or more. Save like $35 or more. I messed up. $35 or more.
That's live TV for you.
So if you can go to rhema.org and you can order that special call to arms.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon, Volume 1. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.